And after you write it out, the Holy Spirit is like, well done. You have some brain, so you're able to write English. Oh, yeah, tear it. You're like, what do you mean again now? Something I'm meant to put on my vision board. And it's like, I'm your vision board. Oh, Tiga, I'm your vision board. Set your gaze upon me. In looking at Christ, lesser visions will emerge. Yeah. So I've seen what it means. I start out a year not knowing what it will be, but I end the year outdoing myself. I'm telling you. So I'm actually liking it. I didn't want to have vision again. What's the meaning of goals? It's not easier. I don't know. Some people are so stuck on their goals. They're like, what are you talking about? When I've already set my vision board, as our son told me that I'm on a vision board. I said, remove it and snap your next vision board. After you removed me, snap, he said, when I snap and I remove it, I'll put it back again. We'll see a firebrand festival. After it, we won't have a conversation. You will know why it should not be on your vision board. I'm shaking a table like that too. I'm shaking table. Let me focus. What Jesus told us. Because the table is bending. Because there are people here who host vision board seminars. I'm messing up your business. I'm sorry. I'm scattering it. Sorry, Vera. Sorry. Let me focus. So, let me focus. Vision board. The prophetic outlook for the year. Vision board. Where? Jesus, mess us up. Ruin this, our ideology. You know why I should not talk too much? It's a $1 billion industry. So it can cost quanta, it's what I'm about to do. And it's not even for everybody. Some of you must stay at vision board this year because God is meeting you at a level of life. It's not a problem. But the moment he says, take it off and you have it, that's where the problem is. So don't take anything here and go and apply it blanket. It may not be what the Lord has for you at that season of life. But what I'm saying is don't be stuck on the status quo of men. The moment you say, I don't want it, then you won't want it again. So you can pay it this year, 50,000, vision board seminar. Go. Because that money also is still part of the kingdom. It's money, it's kingdom money. Oh, kingdom. Shabara sila banda labos. Those of you who are not yet generous toward the kingdom, it's because you really think that much of your money. It's because you've not had encounters where you slept one night and you woke up with a bank account balance that was 5 million higher in one night because somebody couldn't sleep. And some people have run Elter Skelter for 5 years. They don't have 5 million. That's why your money is doing you like that. How much? 100,000. No problem. Amen. He said, it's the year of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I will make a distinguishing difference between those who pay lip service to the truth of the gospel and those who lay their lives down never to pick it up again. If Christ is not Lord over all, he's not Lord at all. I'm raising a people who submit and surrender to the Lordship of Christ. He said, this is the beginning of an era of the undeniable government of Christ amongst you. Do not be a lukewarm church, undecided about who you are and where you stand, but be bold with conviction and with courage. Amen. I'm going to round up with just this paragraph now. He says, you are already betrothed to Christ, and he has paid the full price for you. Respond to him as a bride fully smitten by her lover. Don't be a distant observer. Be a present participant in the life of God. In 2019, put Christ in central focus. Weigh all things against the light of Christ. Make every decision with the yardstick of Christ. Let Christ be in the very center of it all. 2019 is a fierce year. The enemy knows that his time is short, and now more than ever before, his time is shorter. Do not allow yourself to fall prey to the temptations of Satan. He said, guard your heart closely and hide yourself from the corruption of your generation. The thing about corruption is that it is not always apparent. Corruption is not just in that which is not true, but that which is almost true. Corruption is not just in that which outrightly glorifies Satan, but that which seems to glorify God, but also glorifies the flesh. Corruption is about half-truths, half-measures, and incomplete obedience. Corruption is not just in outright sins, but little compromises here and there. This indeed is the tactic of Satan in 2019, not to fully remove you from your convictions, but you extend your allowance for what is wrong. Not to deny that sin is wrong, but to make you understand that it is inevitable. This is the strategy of Satan in the days ahead, to lessen the burden for souls, weaken the desire for righteousness, reduce the urgency for destiny, question the foundation of our faith, readjust the standards for godliness, and dilute the message of our faith fathers, to make everything seem so mundane, so simple, so needless, and so uninteresting. Guard your heart and present yourself to the saving grace of Christ. Amen. So I welcome you to 2019, the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I welcome you to 2019, the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I welcome you to 2019, the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Congratulations. Amen. If you ever struggled with your spirituality, it's the year you struggle no more. It's the year of the Lord Jesus Christ. So by the grace of God, those of you who want to become Firebrand Reading Hub managers, talk to Bukumi and we'll get back to you with a short training. And then we'll provide the link to everyone who registered for the Firebrand. Well, everyone in the Firebrand Festival community, sharing the links with you. If you want to just read Firebrand again, and do it with a partner. And then beyond joining a link, you can have your own small group of friends, your Firebrand friends, and you can come together and say, we want to do this together as we get into 2019, okay? We will send you the audio recording as well as the prophetic outlook scripts of 2018 and 2019 in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, I also announced that in the email I sent, but just to mention it again, we're so excited. And that's why one of my team members is like, you won't mention it. We're opening up our exciting first course in the Firebrand Vision called Firebrand Reawaken. Glory be to God. Amen. If you know what's inside, you'll be more excited than that. It will take you on a 30-day journey of spiritual reawakening. So if you're in a place where you're like, I'm not sure, I just feel like my fire is not burning and my heart is breaking, I feel like my life is too full, you know, or I don't know how to get into the discipline of a relationship with God, or I'm inconsistent, or I feel indisciplined, you know, you'll enjoy my video training. But more importantly, it's 30 days of spiritual reawakening. And the exciting thing about it is it's absolutely free. Amen, amen, amen. There are daily prompts, there are messages, there's music, you know, there's a close networking group, there are times of prayer. It's just such a blessing. And I will be part of it myself to just get my fire burning more and more and more. So we look forward to all the great things that 2019 has. The most that I can do is just to walk in obedience to the Father and provide the materials, the resources. The Lord blesses me to be able to share with the body of Christ. What you can do is to take it and use it so that you can do more for the Father too, and you can please Him on earth. It is well with you in the name of Jesus. Your grand visions in God are finding expression. Your heart is burning with more and more and more love for the Father. You will not be captured by a lie. You will continue to trust in the everlasting love God has for you, and you grow in your divine identity. I wish you a stunning end of 2018. Miracles are still happening. People are still conceiving. Engagements are still occurring. People are still closing deals. Yep. So don't give up too soon on the year. Amen, amen. And I wish you an amazing 2019. Go get your Firebrand and get for a friend. Love you and see you soon in Jesus' name.